This week, for the first time in more than 40 years, Jerusalem held a parade for the Israeli holiday of Purim. It's traditionally a party for kids and adults, but this year, the war has muted the festivities and even caused controversy over that parade. Nick Schifrin and producer Carl Bostek talked with Israelis about holding a subdued celebration in a time of war.
It is a 2,500-year-old holiday, a celebration of an ancient Jewish victory over persecution. Purim is Carnival meets Halloween. But even in a country always on alert, October the 7th shattered Israeli sense of security and even faith in having fun. Past the Waldo hats, next to the Lion King float a reminder of how long Hamas has held Israeli hostages. Reuven Rivlin is Israel's former president.
People are asking, in those days when you have so many people and you have those who were kidnapped in Gaza still, why should we celebrate?
And so Jerusalem's mayor solved a storm of criticism by embracing hostage families. He announced not a Purim carnival, but a united Purim procession. It was led by hostage families, surrounded by the symbol of the kidnapped, a yellow ribbon, and a tribute to those prevented from being here.
When I heard about the parade for the first time, I also thought it wasn't a good idea.
Gil Dickman is a hostage family spokesman. His cousin, 39-year-old Carmel Gat, has been a Hamas hostage for 173 days.
We're here because we have to make sure that all Israelis remember that there are hostages in the hands of Hamas and that the whole world remembers that we have to do everything we can to make sure that they come home as quickly as possible.
And yet, the show must go on, if only as a show of defiance, especially for kids. Each float, including the king, produced with plastic, was crafted by children. And this king had a queen, 13-year-old Tamara.
After the war, everyone felt like a little sad, and I think it's very important to don't forget the holiday that we have, and I want to be a part of it.
Or the not-so-little mermaid singing Little Mermaid in Hebrew, made by 15-year-old Samar.
Even though we are so sad because everything is going on in here and the hostages, we still want to make people happy and let them forget for a second about what is going on in here and be happy.
In Tel Aviv, happiness for the Keller family is embracing the dark side. That's dad, Uri, as a stormtrooper. The Darth Vaders are mom, Ronnie, and 7-year-old Adar. Here, too, there are reminders of the hostages, but also the opportunity for boys to be boys.
There is this duality that you just live on a daily basis. On one hand, you've got a kid that you need and want, that they will feel normal, they will feel safe, and they will experience life and the tradition like Purim. And on the other hand, you just think of the hostages in Gaza.
The Tel Aviv event was festive, but relatively small. A way for families to be together 6 months after the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history.
All the people that paid with their life and, you know, all the sacrifice that were made, at the end of the day, they will all want that we will have a life in here.
This year is going to be different. It's not going to be the same again.
That sacrifice is felt all too acutely by Nicole Carboni. This is the road to southern Israel.
They opened up this gate.
And Kibbutz Be'eri. On October the 7th, Hamas gunmen stormed into Be'eri. Across the street from that gate was the house where Carboni grew up.
This was my room. This is where they entered.
Carboni shows us her childhood room that led to the safe room that wasn't safe enough. The gunman kicked it in. That's his boot print. And inside was her mother, Galit.
My cousin called my sister and she called me and she said that they found mom in the kibbutz and she's dead. And it was terrible.
That day in Be'eri, gunmen massacred more than 100 residents and kidnapped more than 30.
Everything is just burned.
This is all that's left of her father's house. Her parents were divorced. Despite it all, her heart will always be here.
Lucky he got out in one piece, healthy and safe, but they burned out the whole house. You can see inside, everything is just black.
In other words, 5 months later.
Crazy.
Before the terror, Purim was one of Carboni's favorite holidays. This year, she won't celebrate, but she thinks that Israel still should.
The real heroes is the people who try and get above all these grief and sadness. For me, seeing other people in costume, it makes me smile. It makes me more happy, but I just couldn't do it myself.
The war continues, but for this Purim, there was a moment of joy, even through the tears. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.